Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a quite exciting day today in the grain trade with some pretty big moves here, specifically in the soybeans, but corn and wheat also moved pretty good today. Corn closed about 6.5 cents higher in the front months, somewhere around 423, up 6.5 cents. And that was trading down to 415 earlier in the session, and then trading down as low as $4.10 a bushel yesterday. There's some pretty solid support here. And all this despite some of the negative news we've been hearing with the genetically modified cargoes being canceled from China. Now, there's talk that some other Asian countries are okay with that specific modification, like Japan and South Korea, and even the European Union are all okay with that. But China probably won't okay it until the first quarter of next year. So now, from now till then, there's about 10% of our corn crop that has this, and so it lowers our demand just a touch. But in other markets, soybeans just a little bit weaker after trading quite weaker this morning. Last night they traded up to 13.29 and traded at one time as low as 13.11 and a quarter today before closing about 13.19 in the front month, January. And then wheat futures closed today quite strong in front of a cold front that's going to come through the southern plains at the end of this week and could possibly bring winter kill with that.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The Informa Economics released their latest round of guesstimates this morning. The only production number here in the U.S. that they changed was the U.S. cotton. They changed it to 13.61 million bales. That's up 505,000 from the USDA. So that was a little bit negative there for cotton, although cotton didn't trade down all that much. It was about unchanged to just a touch lower. At the end of today, South America, they increased the Brazilian beans to 88 million metric tons. That was up 1.3 from last time. And then USDA is at 88 as well, so right in line with USDA. Argentina left their bean estimate unchanged at 59.5 million metric tons. The USDA is at 53.5, so quite a bit bigger Argentina soybean crop than the USDA predicts. And then Brazilian corn was down 500,000 from their last estimate at 70.6 million metric tons. The USDA is at 70 even. And then Argentina corn crop was 25 million metric tons unchanged, where the USDA is at 26 million metric tons for this last year. Other than that, there wasn't a lot of change today, just the talk of the cargoes being canceled out of China, which was considered negative but did not affect the corn that much.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were down 72 cents at 132.52. January feeders off half a dollar at 164.85. And December lean hogs were down $1.20 at 84.82. In the grains, Kansas City December wheat was up 6 3/4 at 7.11 3/4. Chicago December corn was up 5.5 at 4.22 even. January soybeans were down 1.5 cents at 13.19 3/4. And December cotton was up 14 points at 77.41 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.